Chapter 8. On the booze boat, Harry had the last sack over. "Get me the fish knife," he said to the nigger.
"It's gone."
Harry pressed the self-starters and started the two engines. He'd put a second engine in her when he went back to running liquor when the depression had put charter boat fishing on the bum. He got the hatchet and with his left hand chopped the anchor rope through against the bit. "It'll sink and they'll grapple it when they pick up the load," he thought. "I'll run her up into the garrison bite, and if they're going to take her, they'll take her. I got to get to a doctor. I don't want to lose my arm and the boat both. The load is worth as much as the boat. There wasn't much of it smashed. A little smashed can smell plenty." He shoved the port clutch in and swung out away from the mangroves with the tide. The engines ran smoothly. Captain Willie's boat was 2 miles away now, headed for Boca Grande. "I guess the tide's high enough to go through the lakes now," Harry thought. He shoved in his starboard clutch and the engines roared as he picked up the throttle. He could feel her bow rise and the green mangroves coasted swiftly alongside as the boat sucked the water away from their roots. "I hope they don't take her," he thought. "I hope they can fix my arm. How was I to know they'd shoot at us in Mariel after we could go and come there open for 6 months? That's Cubans for you. Somebody didn't pay somebody, so we got the shooting. That's Cubans, all right." "Hey, Wesley," he said, looking back into the cockpit where the nigger lay with the blanket over him. "How you feeling?"
"God," said Wesley, "I couldn't feel no worse."
"You'll feel worse when the old doctor probes for it," Harry told him.
"You ain't human," the nigger said. "You ain't got human feelings."
"That old Willie is a good skate," Harry was thinking. "There's a good skate, that old Willie. We did better to come in than to wait. It was foolish to wait. I felt so dizzy and sick-like, I lost my judgment." Ahead now he could see the white of the La Concha Hotel, the wireless masts, and the houses of town. He could see the car ferries lying at the Trumbo dock where he would go around to head up for the garrison bite. "That old Willie," he thought. "He was giving them hell. Wonder who those buzzards were. Damn if I don't feel plenty bad right now. I feel plenty dizzy. We did right to come in. We did right not to wait."
"Mr. Harry," said the nigger, "I'm sorry I couldn't help dump that stuff."
"Hell," said Harry, "ain't no nigger any good when he's shot. You're a all right nigger, Wesley." Above the roar of the motors and the high slapping rush of the boat through the water, he felt a strange, hollow singing in his heart. He always felt this way coming home at the end of a trip. "I hope they can fix that arm," he thought. "I got a lot of use for that arm."